So, Sean, had you watched much of Aaron play footy growing up?
Yeah, I watched quite a bit, and been one of the best ruckmen of the last 15 years or whatever. So, yeah, I actually watched a fair bit of him when I was younger, seeing what he was like.
So, what was it like then to get drafted to Freo and then realise that you're actually going to go and live with him for the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty daunting. You sort of don't know what to expect, but nah, he's just a normal guy. He's a really nice guy. He just is, yeah, normal really. Sort of once you get used to that, they're just a normal person. You're fine.
Were there any first impressions? What were your first impressions of
Oh,
meeting Aaron and his family?
he was just a great guy. He was just generally nice. He was good with his kids. He just welcomed me in really, really nicely. So.
Were there any funny habits that you could share with us?
Funny happened. He loves mowing his lawns, so that's something. I remember his birthday was, we're in December, his birthday was in December, and he's like, the best part of my day was mowing the lawns by myself, so yeah.
Has he taught you how to mow a lawn yet?
Nah, not yet, so.
He hasn't got you out there yet?
Nah.
He's obviously regarded as one of the best AFL players at the moment. How important is it to you to learn from him?
Oh, it's extremely important to have someone like him teaching me what to do, what to look for is unreal. So yeah, it's really important.
Is there anything that you've really learned from him over the last couple of months? Any key learnings?
Yeah, it's with ruck work, it's all about positioning and attention to detail. Like sort of, you might do it well for one time, but it's trying to keep that repetitive instinct. So you keep doing it more and more and more again.
And what about just life as a footballer, I suppose, attention to detail and, being mentally strong and all those types of
Yeah.
things. Has he passed on any
Yeah,
advice?
his attention to detail is something I've never seen before. The way he's always on time, he's always leaving. It's if he says we're leaving at 6:20, we're leaving at we're in the car driving out at 6:20. We're not like jumping in the car at 6:25. So yeah, that was probably the biggest thing I learned from him is his time management skills.
And what about off field? He's obviously quite successful off field as well. Is there anything that he's taught you or you've
Yeah.
seen him do that you can take for yourself?
Yeah, so he obviously has a gecko landscaping business, so if anyone needs any landscaping business, give him a call. But no, that's something that I learned straight away. He, on his off days, he was there. Like, you might be buggered from like a big week, but he's always there. Sort of time for where you can relax, sort of. So that's something that I'm keen to get into.
So the two of you seem to have quite a good relationship. Do you catch up outside of footy or stay in touch about things during the week?
Yeah, so he'll have us over for dinner and stuff a couple of times, cook us some good feeds. But yeah, no, I get along with him pretty well.
Does he have a specialty dish?
Oh, you'd have to go with the basic steak and salad. He's
Does
pretty
that
good
pretty
at
well.
that.
And then finally, obviously, what are your thoughts on him, staying around for another year?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm pretty happy about that. Another year developing under him, showing me the ropes. Yeah, it's really, really exciting.